Pantheon Plus Tomography and Hubble Tension, by Deng Wong. The recently released Type IA Supernovae SNEIA sample, Pantheon Plus, is an updated version of Pantheon and has very important cosmological implications. To explore the origin of the enhanced constraining power and internal correlations of datasets in different redshifts, we perform a comprehensively tomographic analysis of the Pantheon Plus sample without and with the Cepheid host distance calibration, respectively. For both cases, after dividing the sample to 10 bins, we find that the first bin in the redshift range Z in 0.00122, 0.227235 dominates the constraining power of the whole sample, and there is no evidence of evolution of the Hubble constant H0 and the matter fraction omega m equals 0.367 plus or minus 0.030. The inclusion of the SH0ES calibration can significantly compress the parameter space of background dynamics of the universe and reduces the constrained values of omega m in each bin. Interestingly, a possible local solution of current H0 tension is provided by the third bin, which gives H0 equals 71.6 plus or minus 4.4 kilometers S1 MPC1. When not considering the calibration, combining the Pantheon Plus sample with cosmic microwave background, baryon acoustic oscillations, cosmic chronometers, galaxy clustering and weak lensing data, we give the strongest 1 sigma constraint H0 equals 67.88 plus or minus 0.42 kilometers S1 MPC1. However, the addition of the calibration leads to a global shift of the parameter space from the combined constraint and H0 equals 68.66 plus or minus 0.42 kilometers S1 MPC1, which is inconsistent with the Planck 2018 result at about 2 sigma confidence level. This was Pantheon Plus Tomography and Hubble Tension, by Deng Wong.